basically how narcissism is formed, which is pretty much how codependency is formed. It's a reaction to any breach of emerging boundaries of the child. This happens in childhood. So you want the anatomy of a toxic relationship, we have to go back to childhood, okay? And any breach of an emerging boundary, when a child can't separate from the parent without a punishment or a consequence because the parent is dealing with their own insecurities and abandonment wounds, we have the makings of narcissism. So we have, on one hand, when you spoil and idolize and pedestalize and instrumentalize the child or parentify them, you know, and you were like, hey, you are the oldest, for example, out of six kids, and you were expected to take care of everyone, and you were, you know, instrumentalized, or you were parentified, or you had to take care of the emotional needs of the younger ones because there was 12 of you that were around, and it's just your parents didn't have time. What happens is the child can't really separate from the parent when that happens. There's a boundary, and the child does not have an ability to create a firm sense of self, right? Or if the child has been, you yourself, have been sexually abused, physically abused, psychologically abused, using shame. Shame is a form of psychological abuse. Stop crying, or I'm going to give you something to cry about. That's a form of psychological abuse. It creates within the child a defense mechanism. When the child has this, it's a solution to this deep rage. And the child basically creates this private kind of relationship and an imaginary universe out of everything to deal with their shame. This grandiose, this false, brilliant, perfect, lovable, grandiose, false self. Right? And the message the child gets is that love is conditional as long as they show up as this false self. So you get rewarded for this false self. The true self goes away. And this is the makings of what where narcissism happens. What is up? If you are finally ready to learn how to take all of these concepts that I share in my content, in my podcasts, in my YouTube videos, my Facebook Lives, and learn how to integrate them and implement them through a series of neural exercises that teach you how to rewire your relationship with trauma, sex, and money, the things that are most argued about in relationship dynamics, you will absolutely love my upcoming 3-day intensive. Click that link below. It's coming up very soon. It is ideal for people who are nerds for neuroscience and want to rewire this conditioning of undeserving, of prosperity, abundance, and healthy sexuality. If we don't get to the conditioning, these unresolved faulty mechanisms play out in relational dynamics, creating insecure attachments. And unconsciously, we are pushing prosperity and healthy sexuality away because of this mechanism of undeserving. If you want to learn how to shift it from an embodied perspective, follow the link below, and we'll see you at our next Rewire event coming really soon.